So in Proverbs 18:21, it tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. We're going to eat the fruit thereof. When we speak life, we have life. We speak death and failure, we're going to have death and failure. The reading you saw this morning with Numbers stopped just short of what I'm going to share with you now. They all went out to the promised land. Moses said, go out there. It said, gather the fruits, right? Come on, bring it back. They come back and say, man, it's awesome. It's amazing. But there's these big giants. Big. Six fingers, six toes. All right? And out of the ones that went out, everybody was just in such fear. Now, remember, God had led them across the Red Sea. God had done all this, and they're still doubting God. But there's two of them that said, hey, we can do this. So what's the consequences of that, sin of doubt against God? Because doubt is sin. God tells us, 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a sound mind and to receive it. So everybody ends up dying in the wilderness, right, Pastor? 40 years, they go rolling around until that generation is dead. Except for these two, who are old guys now. So Joshua's one of the two, ends up leading them into the promised land. The song this morning, The Voice of Truth, listen to what it talks about. It talks about doubt and how we need to climb out and just accept this truth and receive it.
Do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, to the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they're laughing at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves that keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. It takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is forth thy glory. And all the voices calling out to thee. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. But the snow was just the right size to put the giant on the ground. And the waves that don't seem so high, from on top looking down. I will soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me. Voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. And believe, I will listen and believe the voice of truth.